Ever since I was a young boy, probably younger than Mary in the Gospel, I liked to sing a lot. My mother would often hear me singing and would say, "Someone's happy." My mother understood that my singing was a sign of joy. Even when I was trying to cope with the feeling of sadness, or the boredom of doing a house chore, or just being tired, I would often sing as a way of helping me to walk through my little storms. I think that when we are in touch with the deeper dimension of our being, the place where feelings sometimes are too deep to be expressed with words alone, a song can say what is deep within our hearts. Can you imagine the roller coaster of emotions that Mary experienced after being asked to be the mother of God's Son when she was not yet married? And her emotional quandary is greeted with the words, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." What does a young woman do with all of this mystery? Well, Mary actually sang her Magnificat. This may not have been her immediate response, but when she was in the company of the faith of her cousin Elizabeth, Mary sang, "My soul rejoices in God my Savior." We must ask ourselves, what is the cause of her joy? Mary is joyful because she realizes that the promises of God to fill the hungry with good things, to lift up the lowly, and to shower his mercy on every generation are now fulfilled in Christ Jesus, the child within her womb. And this deep joy will always be with her, no matter what, all the days of her life. Now, I'm not referring here simply to the feeling of joy. No, I am speaking of an essential joy, rooted in our awareness that God is gracious, and that the grace of God is made flesh in Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us, always. We can see this deep joy at work in the lives of believers we know, who despite their suffering a serious illness or mental anguish, maintain a genuine joy that breaks through their pain. In other words, while there is pain in the body, there is deep joy in the soul. How can this be? Because they, like Mary, believe deep down that God is gracious, and the face of his graciousness, his mercy, his compassion, his love, is the face of Christ, and Christ is Emmanuel, God always with us. For them, joy comes when Christ comes. Joy is where Christ is. Mary, who finds such joy in God our Savior, can truly become our fountain of joy. For no one has such an abundance of joy to give as Mary does. She who rejoices, magnifies, exalts in the wonders of God with us, invites us to come to her, so that she might bring Emmanuel into our wounded hearts, to shine on our darkness, so that our nights are no longer dark, but bright as day. Mary, our mother of perpetual help, not only promises to help us always, but her title also suggests that she has countless helps to offer us, gifts to help us live our lives in the fullness of God's loving embrace. Pray to her for your loved ones who are suffering in any way, and for your own suffering, and beg her to gift you and them with her deep joy. Believe me, such a gift, when given or found, just might lead your heart to sing, "My soul rejoices in God my Savior."